You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we'll discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all.
Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing. Hey.
What's popping in here? What's popping in here? Hey. What works for us? Emerson, you didn't like that intro?
I guess you're still working on the jingle.
Well, whatever. I'm just
the company and I'm or whoever we're gonna get to work with you.
I'm just putting some flavor on it, but okay. You guys are listening to what works for us? All black.
All queer.
All black.
Maybe next Tuesday.
Whatever. What about today?
I said maybe next Tuesday.
Oh, that sounds like a Gilmore Girl kind of line. That was really good. You know, all black, all queer. Maybe next Tuesday. Anyway, so I am live on Instagram. I have not been live on Instagram for this podcast show in a very long time.
I'm live too, hey?
Yes.
For the first time ever.
So Emerson's live. So if you are on Instagram, check out his page, The L Code. If you're watching me on my page, Mr. Telltales, check me out. We are both live with this episode. But guess what, guys? We have a guest in the building.
Yes.
A guest in the building who is 3 days away from opening night for her new production, Fireflies. What up, Tanae?
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Tanae. Hey.
So me and her, we're going to dive into all of that. We are right in the fresh of production. If you guys listened to a couple of episodes, or maybe last episode, I don't know what episode it was. We talked about the production that was coming up, Fireflies. I'm directing the show. She's the star of the show. So we're going to get into some things. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, you know what time it is. Everybody on Instagram, on L Code, or Mr. Telltales. Why don't we go live from What Works For Us? I think we should start going live from the actual podcast show, right? So everybody who listens, thank you guys for the support. But it is time to what?
Check in.
So Emerson, it's your turn to go first. Sorry, Toots.
No, I think the guests should go first.
Oh, you want the guests to go first?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like let's let you go first, because if we're checking in about the show, we can use that opportunity to talk about the production, then move into the topic, right? Because she's in the middle of the production, so.
I am.
But if you want her to go first, I mean, it would seem like kind of weird, but okay. He wants you to go first for some reason. So
I don't get it. It really don't matter, though. I'll go first. This week, let's see, my check-in. I don't really have a personal check-in this week, to be honest with you. I've been very observant these past couple of weeks, and it's just been a lot of craziness going on. I ain't trying to be a Debbie Downer. I ain't going to talk about all the craziness that's been going on, which y'all know what's going on in the world. It's a lot of craziness going on, and I've been very observant. And just my little boring stuff I've been doing, I've been very observant. And I have a couple of things I want to touch on. I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible, but y'all know I'm long-winded. But I'm gonna try to break it down.
Oh, you long-winded.
Yeah, I am. So I'm gonna try to break it down. Okay, so first thing I want to talk about is a situation I had at work. Now y'all know about all these, you know, shootings and stuff that's going on or has been happening. It was actually a third one in California at some festival. I didn't even know about that one. Did y'all know about that one?
California?
Yeah, it was in California. Mm-hmm. Two kids was shot and killed.
Okay. Yes, I did
too. Yeah, well, I had a customer at my job contact me the other day, and, you know, he had an issue with his 10-year-old MP3 player. 10 years old, it was.
An
MP3 player that was 10 motherfucking years old. So, I mean, he came and he, you know, was talking about what the issue was and everything, whatever. And, you know, I already knew what I was going to tell them, but I was going to try to stretch it out, because I get very short with customers that I talk to when it's almost like my Friday, like Thursday for me is my Friday. So I get very short with customers during that. It's like, I don't want to look, what do you want? That's how I feel. Like, what do you want? What do we need to do to fix it? That's it. I don't, no time for pleasantries.
Yeah. No backstories.
I don't care about none of that stuff. Just what do we need to do to fix your issue at that point? Cause it's my Friday and I need to go. But anyway, so I wasn't going to do that with him. But I think he already knew what, he already had a preconceived story of what he was going to do. Anyway, so he told me about his issue about his 10-year-old MP3 player that our company doesn't even service anymore. But anyway, he is broke. His MP3 player is broke. So I'm like, oh, okay. You know, all the yada yada, all that nice shit I'm supposed to say and all that, whatever. And then he tells me that he is also, he said, also, I need you guys to understand that because of the recent tragedies that happened in Dayton, in El Paso, and in, I forget this, oh, I read about that today. I forgot what city it was in California, but it was in California that this shit, the issue happened at the festival. Anyway, he said, because of those issues, you know, I'm feeling a certain kind of way. And he said, you know, I did not know anybody who was affected by the festival or that was shot at the festival. And I was not there at the festival when anybody got shot. But I used to play there when I was a child. So I hope you guys understand my emotional turmoil that I'm experiencing because of this. And I hope that you guys offer me, don't try to charge me for any type of things to get my device fixed because of me going through this certain issue. What type of bullshit is that? My point of this is it's some sick people in the world. Why would you take a situation like that where children were killed to try to use that to try to use or try to play that story off to a company to try to get your 10-year-old MP3 fixed for free? Like, yeah. That really bothered me. I'm like, you really tried this. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I'm sorry to hear that you are feeling this way and all this kind of stuff. But that was some bullshit. So he all like, well, yeah, and I just hope that you guys don't charge me. I hope you can do this for me free of charge. I didn't even go there. But my point of this story is, it's some fucked up people in this world, y'all. And I'm pretty sure none of our faithful listeners, it's none of y'all. But if y'all got a cousin, sister, auntie, uncle, grandpa that is like this, talk to them.
Well, I remember I just read an article that GoFundMe is cracking down on the people that's creating all these fake accounts that for people trying to get money for, like, just survivors of the people who was, involved in all of those those mass shootings and stuff like that. They're cracking down because it's, like, a surge amount of different, you know, GoFundMe pages trying to get money on behalf of those people that probably have nothing to do with any of those mass shootings and stuff. So it's a thing. It's crazy.
It's bullshit. And I can't believe, I mean, we know it's horrible people in the world, but that, to me, I wanted to cuss his ass out. Because I'm like, people lost their children, and you're going to try to use this. And do you think those people that lost their children are contacting a company about a 10-year-old MP3 player talking about they want to get it fixed for $3.99? I don't think so. That is not the goal. They don't give a fuck about that damn MP3. They want their child back. Why the fuck would you try some shit like that and think I'm supposed to oblige it?
And I just don't understand. He's talking about a childhood. Like, you, this is not even recent. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, you was stretching it to the max.
Yeah, you really, like, tried it, sir.
And for him to admit that none of this actually affected him was amazing. Like, well, if you're gonna go there, why even divulge all that information? Right. Like,
I would have been like, my auntie,
right? Something. If you go go there, at least make it sound good,
right?
But hey,
and I would still have questioned it. I'm like, well, if this happened, why are you trying to get your 10-year-old device?
What you keep saying, MP3? Are you saying iPod or what else was it?
MP3. I think that's what he said.
Well, I was trying to be. I was trying not to disclose.
I'm sorry.
I guess it's out there now.
You still didn't say that was because I was confused for a bit. I'm like,
was it
before the iPod? You kept saying MP3, but I'm like, bitch.
Wow, I'm thinking MP3. Like,
right, I thought it was like before iPod. That's why I was like, bitch, he really tried it. Like, he was trying to get a non iPod fix. But
no, I was just trying to be not.
Was it the iPod? The first one.
It was an old as hell iPod. Yes, it was. But anyway,
what do you even do with those now? I mean, I guess you still could listen to music on it, but it just seems so like a hassle.
Yeah, he tried it. He knew that shit was broke. He already knew that he was going to contact this and try to get it for free with his little sob story. So people are shit, and people are horrible, and I can't believe somebody tried that. So that, you know, if you have an auntie, cousin, grandpa, grandma, whatever. You got a family member like that, listeners, check them. Don't, Don't tell them don't do shit like that. I'm sure it's not you, you fabulous listeners, you. But I'm pretty sure I ain't gonna say I'm pretty sure, but if you know anybody in that's like that, you know, call them on that shit, because that's some bullshit. Okay, real quick, I actually have three, but another thing is people and children. I went to, there's a new Burlington Coat Factory down the street that it just opened, and I went in there the other day just because I wanted to see because it was new, whatever. And, you know, I was being very observant of people. You know, it was too many people in there. You know, I don't do that. I'm like an old lady. I like to go to places early in the morning when nobody out and all that kind of shit. I don't like being with the general population and all that type of shit. But anyway, I noticed a lot of people in there with their children. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Texas. It's a tax-free weekend this weekend.
Tax-free weekend. Y'all going shopping.
Girl, it's horrible.
It's terrible.
Yes, it's horrible.
I'd rather pay the taxes.
Yeah, I'd rather. It's really people.
Unless you're spending hundreds of dollars,
But they think, but
you know,
back to that free shit that the homeboy tried with the cat. You know, people do just some fucked up shit for something that's free. They just say something that's free and they just go out their mind like, you are just trying to do all this shit to get some for tax-free shit and you only spending $30? Like, girl, you only spending $30.
So that means you only save $3?
Yeah. So, girl, what are you? You act in here acting a fool to save $3. Just be so to say, I saved $3. People really need to get it together and stop acting up. But anyway, Okay, so people and their kids, real quick. People need to do better with their children. If you have children... Don't treat your children like shit. Don't treat your children like an aftermath. Don't drag and pull your kids through stores like they are just something that you really don't want nothing to do with, you don't want to be bothered with. And I witnessed that at Burlington Coat Factory. Just acting like they're a bother. The kids did not ask to be here.
Wow. Not to cut you off, it's so weird because me and my coworker, Melissa, was just having this conversation today, like literally, about, you know, children being born into this world and how parents treat their kids as if they, you know, the kids is innocent. It's like a child can't do anything from like the first 5 years of their life. They are totally... completely dependent
on
the parent.
Yes.
And so all those behaviors it's like, well, what are you upset with the child for? Right.
What do you expect?
Yes. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm. Didn't nobody ask you to fuck? Didn't nobody ask your man or you to receive semen in your body or your man or you to release semen in a woman and you produce a child and y'all decide to go ahead through with it? That's not the child's fault.
Right.
So don't treat that child. And kids take shit with them that happened to them when they was little with them when they're adults. You treat them like shit when they're a kid, they're going to remember that shit. It ain't their fucking fault that you decided to be whatever it was that you wanted to be that night and you was in the heat of passion and you decided to let your man go in you or the man you decided to let it go in your woman because y'all want to be freaky.
It might have been a hot girl summer.
Listen, well, there's things that you can do to try to... You have choices. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stuff.
What are the choices? Let's break that down. Like, what is some birth control? Like, are just people still doing the Marana?
Marana is... in full effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's like on the list of the hot girl summer necessities.
But that's an automatic. That's like a hot girl summer travel. A starter pack.
Well, yes. Okay, so they clearly didn't get that starter pack.
Okay. What else is the birth control? Like, do people take the like pills?
Pills. Just me being in the medical world. That's the only reason why I come in, guys, is I'm in the medical world. Well, I'm a woman as well.
I'm about to say, you ain't fucking? What you mean? Not the only reason.
I mean, not only, but I know a lot of information.
Well, that's okay.
Inform us on the birth control.
We have pills. We have patches. We have the NuvaRing, which is something it's like maybe a plastic or elastic thing you stick in to kind of... It's kind of like the modern day, what's that girl condom, the cup thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Lala got that.
So it's like the modern day, you just kind of put it up in there and it shields. Of course, Mirena, the shot.
The shot.
The shot, I think that's standard for a new mom, but it has a lot of side effects, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so what's like options. The most safe, effective, like in the pills. Medical field, the pills, mm-hmm. like taking a one a day
and then having your cycle on the, you know, letting your cycle flow. Some women continue to do their birth control throughout the month so they don't have a cycle.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But the standard is to
let it flow. Let it flow.
Like Toni Braxton, my girl.
So, anywho.
That was a good thing because.
Yeah, so it's options. And condoms, of course.
Condoms.
I mean,
there are options.
The pull-out method is something that is real.
But see, y'all be in the heat of passion.
Did the pull-out method really work?
No.
It works.
No, it works.
It does.
It does work for people to actually pull out.
Right.
But you know, sometimes.
And the woman has to be aware of her ovulation.
Oh, wait, that's
you know,
true.
In her,
that's
you know, her system. Yeah, you have to be aware. Because, mm-hmm. of course, it doesn't work if you're.
But you know. Okay, so, it, but to see y'all people that I'm talking about, y'all be in the heat of passion, and y'all be like, oh, let it go, let it go. You starting to feel like, you like, oh, I just want you to do it. Just go ahead and let it out in me. You know what's going to happen. You know what happens mm-hmm. if you are on your ovulating, and mm-hmm. he does
well,
that.
Well, then you get a plan B. But
they don't even do that.
And
then
so.
Walgreens, the CVS, and go
they
get
right
a plan
there.
B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right
no
on your
excuses.
Corner. Ain't no excuses, so to have no babies that you don't want. Because I didn't even know they had that. Like, I had one, and somebody they was telling me, yeah, I got to go to Walgreens in the morning. And this is a personal conversation, right? But I'm not going all the way into it. But I was like, well, what happens at the Walgreens in the morning?
And you got 72 hours, so.
Yeah, and so they literally went to the Walgreens, got the plan B, paid the money, and,
yeah.
you know, I was like, mm-hmm. is that easy?
So the heat of passion is not even an excuse no more.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Girl, the heat of passion, but you want to sit and sit there and let it marinate. And like,
I want to lay in it.
Oh, right, you want to lay, oh, my
let
God.
It drip,
oh,
let it drip
oh,
out.
Right. He fucked me and he done came up in me, girl. Oh, girl, you want to let that shit marinate through your body and then oops, okay. Oops, baby. Mm-hmm. And then you want to treat the baby like shit. Stop doing that. Don't do that. These you cannot. I don't want to say too much about Tanae yet because Tanae hasn't even done her checking yet. She can really introduce herself. But so we'll just say moms just in general. You know, I don't. I'm not a mother. I'm not a woman. But if I had a child in these days and times, I would not let my child walk behind me like we are a pack of ducks or something. And the kids is like we some swans in the sea and I'm letting my ducklings, you know, swim behind me. Get in front of me. I need to see mm-hmm. what you're doing. I need to see what's going on with you. Don't Thanks. Walk behind me. Walk in front of me.
Right.
They be just letting their kids walk behind them while they up there shopping some shit at Burlington Coat Factory. Girl, get the fuck out of here.
What's back to school?
Is it?
They probably don't even want to be mm-hmm. there.
But okay, but you're buying shit for your child. You just gonna let your child just walk behind you and somebody might snatch him up? Girl.
Yeah. Would it be Cole Adam? Yeah. I watched a documentary about how the whole, I listened to one of those murder mystery missing podcast shows about the Cole Adam
mm-hmm.
and how it came about. And I didn't know that John Wash, the guy from America.
His son.
Yeah, his son was the one, the Adam. I didn't mm-hmm. even know. I thought I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I listened to that podcast, it all came together.
Yeah.
And they're going to be the main ones.
Okay.
Running around Burlington Coat Factory.
Okay.
Looking for their kids.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, okay. If you in the store, your mama is looking
okay.
for you.
Okay.
It's from the checkout.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have a Cole Adam.
Right. So, yeah stop doing that. It's horrible watching that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Seeing people just treat their kids like that. I don't like that. Like, do better, people, if you have children. Don't treat your children like shit just because you decided to fuck and not to get the options that you needed to do to be able to make sure you didn't get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't do that? Treat because kids remember that shit and they take that shit with them when they're older.
And
you gonna end up being on Iyanla Van Sant. Okay.
Okay.
So stop doing that shit. That shit bothers me. And one more thing, and I'm done. The last thing is people. I'm in a lot of Facebook groups. On Facebook, a lot of these programs and things I've signed up for, you know, they all have Facebook groups and all, so we can have a community and whatever. And people, I've been reading a lot of sob stories about people when they try stuff, you know, people, you know, I'm a blogger, I'm a fashion blogger, you know, the Elco, thelecode.com, my blog, yes. It's a lot of other bloggers and people. So people's trying to pursue, you know, I'm in actually a lot of different groups, but this is particularly one of the blogger groups I'm in. And it's been off the hook this week because people have been busting up in there talking about I've been blogging for 3 months and ain't nothing happening. I'm about to give up. I'm about to bust up in there and start crying. My husband ain't supporting me and all this type of stuff. And I'm not trying to say I'm not being supportive of that. My thing is people don't have patience nowadays. People lack patience. People, I'm just like amazed at the stuff I read. It's some of the stuff that people say, like, oh, I've been doing, and then they don't follow directions. First of all, if you're not going to be patient, at least follow directions. You're not following directions, you're not patient, but you expect to think you're going to bust up there and be a YouTube sensation or a blogger sensation after 3 weeks. Like, people, if you are pursuing something and you know, it's something different and you're maybe an entrepreneur or anything that you're doing, just keep going. Do not give up after 3 weeks. And, you know, Tanae, you went to school and you was in there and you did what you had to do and you finished and you got out. And you know what I'm saying? And it was time for you probably wanted to drop the fuck out and be stopping.
I dragged it out. Yeah, and you don't act like I did. And I took one or two classes a semester till I could do the four. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, don't give up. You gotta keep going.
You kept it going. These people be like, I've been sitting up there doing this for 2 weeks and ain't nobody. Girl, you only been doing it for fucking 2 weeks. What the fuck? Who the fuck do you think is gonna respond to you and your blog gonna blow up after 2 weeks? Like, people's expectations are just crazy. It's bananas how people think that stuff is just supposed to pop off just because they sit there and I saw such and such on Instagram. Bitch, people, you cannot. First of all, people, you cannot compare your blooper reel to other people's blooper reel, okay? Just people.
What's a blooper reel?
A blooper reel.
Just you know how at the end they give you like the little snippets of how they did a scene, but they kind of messed up or laughed or, you know. No, you know, at the end of the movies.
Or even
Shows.
Yeah.
So you can't compare yours to other people's. You, what you got going on for you, it might take longer. It might not be the same as other people. You cannot be up there giving up on stuff. So I'm just saying this to y'all. If any of the listeners, y'all out here and y'all got anything, y'all trying to pursue your dreams, you got something going on and you feel like nothing's happening, myself included, we have to be patient and wait in the waiting room like I am. I'm in the waiting room right now, and I'm okay waiting in the waiting room because I'm doing the work. I'm not going to have a Tiana Taylor situation happen to me.
Oh, shade.
Because...
And oh?
Well, shade. But when I finally get that light shined on me, guess what I'll have? Content. I'll have a blog full of content. I'll have videos. I'll have everything that I need so people can find me, and it all makes sense. But you can't sit up there and start something after 2 weeks and compare yourself to somebody else and think that it's just going to blow up. Like all y'all people who think Cardi B blew up overnight. She did not blow up overnight. Okay? She talks about it all the time. That's why I respect her, because she always talks about her struggle and the stuff that she did beforehand when she was in the grit, in the trenches. So people need to get more patient. Be more patient, people. Patience is a virtue. Get you some. If you don't have none, sit back and meditate and do what you need to do, or, you know, but don't get on Instagram and all this type of shit and try to compare yourself to other people and think that stuff will pop off for you tomorrow. It takes time, okay? I'm living that right now, okay? Google just started showing me some love this week, and I was ecstatic. I'm so happy that I felt like my baby got accepted to university, okay? My baby was accepted to the university this week, and I'm finally starting to see some love. But guess what? My baby has been my baby, and Beyonce's children are the same age. So, you know, it's been a long time. So be patient. Patience. Mm-hmm. Don't be trying to think stuff is going to pop off for you ahead of time. Just stay the course, put your blinders on, and keep on moving. And that's it.
Well, my check-in is fireflies. Fireflies. We 2 days, because it's Monday, August 12th.
And we are 2 days.
To Fireflies, my organization, New Production, Fireflies, that I'm directing.
Fireflies.
Open it up on Wednesday. Fireflies.
Drinking game. Sunday. Take a shot every time you say Fireflies.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're going to be too drunk.
Every time I say Fireflies. So
take
right
a
now.
Shot.
So if you are in Central Texas, if you are in the area, Austin, Killeen, San Antonio, Georgetown, Round Rock, Pflugerville.
Buda and Cow. Don't hate on the South.
And Taylor.
Anywhere in Central Texas, come out to Austin, Texas for our new production of Fireflies, which I am directing, right? And the stars, Tanae Goff, our guest for today.
Yes.
And so that's all I wanted to do, because we're about to get into the thing with her. We're going to allow her to check in, tell her how her week's going, how's rehearsals going, how her personal life going. She's a mother. She's a wife. She's my sister.
Wow.
So So, yes, and she's the president of What's in the Mirror. So, we have 3 What's in the Mirror members here, board members. Actually, this is the What's in the Mirror board.
Okay.
We are all on the podcast today.
That's cool.
So,
we do a lot together. And this is, you know, to include this is just.
Yeah, this is hot.
You know,
so, we just going to give you the floor. Tonight, did you listen to the show?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know how the check-in go, you know. Mm-hmm. So, what's popping? How you feeling?
That's a loaded question for me just because, of course, I'm starring in Fireflies.
Fireflies.
But, so just being a part of such a... I guess a multifaceted production. It wears on you, and I'm kind of learning that as a newly actress that to embody these different emotions and feelings, it takes a personal toll. And sometimes, especially when you get into character, or you develop emotions that may trigger something from your past or present, you know, just everything. So. Yeah. I'm kind of feeling that it's not heaviness in a sense because this is fun. I'm excited. It's going to be a personal goal and something I can't wait to kind of check off my list. But it is kind of draining as well. So, and I have a birthday coming up.
Woo woo!
And a big birthday, my dirty 30.
Ooh, yes!
So that's kind of bringing up some different emotions as well. You know, you have to kind of check in with yourself and kind of see if you're accomplishing your goals and kind of establishing your next set of goals in a sense.
So what is that? You turn it 30, you let everybody know. So everybody who's listening to this episode, wish Tanae a happy birthday. This is her 30th milestone. What did you call it? You got a name. Emerson is really good with naming his milestone years. So you got to come up with some kind of creative... What she just said, 30th miles?
Dirty 30.
That's kind of generic.
So, yeah. So, think of, not right now. Maybe by the end of this recording.
Yeah, maybe by my birthday.
By your birthday.
I like that.
Yeah.
Something specific to me.
Specific to you.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, maybe even ask Emerson. You know, he got a vault back there.
His insight, creativity.
That's what he do. Yeah. Like, I'm like, Emerson, you are the king of coming up with...
A theme or a title.
Or a title, uh-huh. Child. He loves to give people things a title.
Yeah.
But, so what did that look like for you? So what is 30? Like...
It's hard to say. 30 for me is... I want to focus on stability in a sense where I'm, you know, thinking about, you know, purchasing a home and, you know, paying off credit and, you know, having, you know, just that stability in a sense where I don't have to worry about the day-to-day necessities. It's also kind of my son is getting older. It's a new place for me as a mom. Not only am I kind of going through, you know, 30 and evaluating my life, but how bringing up a young black male in America, I have to think about that now that he's, you know, in his preteen ages and stuff. So 30 for me is kind of complicated right now. I can't really answer. The future looks bright. It's not a, like I said, it's not a negative thing or it's just, I have to think, you know, it's forcing me to think and plan and prepare. So 30 is looking good. I mean, I don't look 30.
Girl.
Yes.
I took a picture of her.
So that's always
check
a plus.
Out our page.
Not right. Well, I don't even know what 30 looks like.
Right. What does 30 look like? Only because I damn sure don't look. I'm just playing.
Okay, exactly. I don't know, but...
I'm just joking.
I don't know about that life.
Is that what we're saying? We're saying we don't know her? We don't know what 30 looks like.
We don't know what 30 looks like.
Who knows? But yeah, I... So, Fireflies.
So, what is your character? So, you know, we're going to do like a Q&A for like 2-3 minutes.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about Fireflies. Did it tell us who your character name is and, you know, what's
about your character? Well, I'm playing the role of Olivia, who is a the wife of a kind of famous, world-renowned preacher based in the civil rights, Jim Crow era. And I'm kind of dealing with life, as everyone does, but it's different for me because I have to be, I have to put on this image or this persona, which we, you know, some, all of us kind of can relate to that in a sense, but me being the wife of a famous preacher and activist and somebody that's leading the civil rights movement, that kind of put me in a predicament where, in a sense, I can't be who I truly am. And so I'm a young, you know, black woman in the 60s that's been experiencing discrimination, not only personally, but being a preacher wife and being having that title, and that, you know, I deal with other people's burdens and problems. And I'm a new mom in a sense where I'm pregnant. I haven't birthed the baby. And just kind of finding myself and dealing with what that comes with, as my main focus in life seems to be my husband and what's going on with him and getting him prepared to do his daily work. So I'm trying not to divulge too much information because, of course, I want you guys to see Fireflies.
Fireflies.
but...
So just the background. So you told us a little bit of... your character name is what?
Olivia.
And your husband's character name is what?
Charles.
And so...
And we're Olivia Grace and Charles Grace.
So Charles. So Charles is played by Ryan Smith. How is it working with him as an actor, your first time working with him? Because I've worked with him in a couple of shows, so...
Ryan's cool. He's a kind of seasoned actor, so I can look for him for encouragement, to get ideas, to kind of help me in this new, like I said, new craft for me, to embody my characters and what advice he can give as an actress. And so I like Ryan. It's been real cool. He's a very chill guy. So it's kind of been working out. He's not too pushy. He's not, you know, overly not want to be seen, because of course you want to be seen as an actor, actress in a play, you know, but I don't feel like he's trying to outshine me or, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing in that sense. So I like Ryan. We've been meshing really good. And like I said, he's experienced in the field, so he has a lot of advice and knowledge. He's, you know, studied in the craft and went to different countries, and, you know, so he has a lot of knowledge and experience that I can use and grow from. So it's cool.
All right. And so, well, you know, I'm directing the show, so this is your second time work with me. We worked on a production last year, a devised piece that we did, a children's show, Suki the Mermaid and A Tale of the Gullah Island. So we worked together with that show and I directed. So now I'm back in the director's chair and I brought you back for another year for this production of Fireflies. I'm your brother.
Of course.
We worked together with What's in the Mirror. So it's kind of like that dual thing. Like it's a What's in the Mirror production, but we're actually doing the creative part and that part. So what has it been like working with me for the last 2 years as director?
You know what? It's kind of funny because what I expected from him as a director is the opposite of what I'm getting. In a sense, you know, well, you're my brother, so I've known you since birth. You're my older brother. So just knowing you from and seeing you write plays and direct, in a sense, from being... as we were younger, doing choreography and writing songs and writing plays, you know, that type of, you've always been doing that since I've been, you know, here. And I just remember how real militant and demanding, it just different from growing up with the director Tyreek from the, you know, now director Tyreek. It's a difference. It's very, I think it's good for me because I have someone that I'm comfortable with that can challenge me and pull stuff out of me or know me in a sense that they can say, you can do this. And I know they really mean it because they've been there, you know. So I think as a newly actress, that's really beneficial to me, that I can be comfortable with the director and have that personal relationship and receive criticism and take advice on a different level, not just brother, but like you said, we're part of an organization together as well. So I think it's cool. He's really, like I said, really different from my initial. This is my second go around with him. First, you know, it was with kids. I was like, well, maybe it's the kids soften him up a little bit. But I think he knows that type of approach. It's not him anymore. That doesn't necessarily work for the craft because he wants you to enjoy what you're doing and not feel that the negative things that, you know, a dictator type director or a negative, you know, only criticizing you, not encouraging you or giving you what you're doing good. You know, that how I think he knows that now being in the field as an actor himself. So, I'm enjoying it. It's dope. And I like to pause because I didn't get this role because he was just my brother. Let me just be clear. Okay, no. You will not be disappointed. Come and see the show. Because I think when I say that, I've gotten a few like, oh, it's your brother director. So it's like a given. No. I've done audition. You know what I'm saying? I had to go through the audition process, especially with the Suki. And I'm always behind the scenes. So actually being in these plays is totally different from how I started. Just being the president of the organization and being behind the scenes, being at the concession stand, behind the stage. You know, just the prop girl. Now to being like the lead actress is a good transition because I kind of seen the work that's needed to be done in each kind of level, except for the tech. You know, I don't deal with that. But
it's always next year.
So
not to cut you off, Ebison, you over here like giving all kind of faces and what's your problem, Miss Thing?
Well, I don't know if y'all can read between the lines like I have, but it was a lot of things. If you read between what she's pretty much trying to say, she's saying that pretty much Mr. Telltales is bossy, and he's like, you know, I always say that he's like the drill sergeant, and she's saying that pretty much that's not what she's getting.
Yeah, as a director, that's not him.
That's not
and
him from
different
a director.
Facet, maybe the stage manager, whatever, like different, I think he knows how to wear those different hats well, because I feel like he does have that bossiness, of course, bossiness in him. He's a Leo, Leo season, shout out to the
Leo season, ow.
But of course he has that bossiness and that aggressive type of, you know, when it's needed, but.
No, right. But not to cut you off, while we was talking about your birthday, which Tanae's birthday is on the same day as Beyonce's.
Yes.
My baby was born in the my baby was announced the same week that Beyonce announced her babies. And Mr. Tell, but I say all this to say Mr. Telltale's birthday is actually coming up. Like,
yeah, in a couple of days. So 3 days from this recording, my birthday, I'll be in my 34th. That's Episode Dynasty. I don't know. 34th. I don't know. Walk of Life. I don't know. I just say that for now.
34th can...
34th is not really no spectacular thing. So 3-4. So it's coming up. But you know, whatever. It's all about what? Firefly. So anyway. So I will actually be in production on my birthday. So maybe we have some cocktails after the show that Thursday night. So it's just interesting. So and again, this is why I wanted to do this before we go into the subject. In all actuality, when you're directing and you're dealing with actors and you're dealing with, it is a difference, right? Like you can't, if you really want to, because you know me, theater has always been an experience, and that's the kind of best kind of theater that I have. When I have a director that actually feels like they care about you, they. You know, want to know, you know, that's why I say when we come in, like, how are you, right? Let's talk about you before we can talk about the character you're playing, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's very important that if someone coming in with all these things going on, and I'm not saying that a rehearsal is going to work through that, right. but sometimes you just got to talk about it, you know, like just let it out or really hint or maybe not talk about it, but know that you're not talking about it and maybe you deal with it on your own, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's important. And just trying to create an experience, you know, a bond with everybody. And I just feel like that's why I love theater. Theater is life-changing. It is not just you're acting, yeah, right?
I agree.
You're, like you said, like being in this character, mm-hmm. you know, the things that you learn about being in that time and trying to feel like what you want to convey to the people now. Like, mm-hmm. what is your purpose when you walk on that stage? What do you want the audience to go home with?
Right.
And what is your experience that you want to have? And I feel like it always starts with the director, right? Any product in production, because if you have a sucky director that barely
trickle
there.
Domino effect kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you show down. Up to rehearsal, you learn your lines, you perform. And most actors who've been doing it a while can get up there and do the job and move on to the next production, mm-hmm. right? So it's not always these lifelong experiences, right. but those are the ones to stick with you when you really dive into the work. So I'm excited.
Yes.
You know, again, Fireflies. If you're in Austin, tickets on sale for $15. Any last, and you can go to westernamerica.org. Any last words for this production? We will be seeing you in a couple of days, Miss yes. Olivia Grace. What is popping? Tell us what we should expect from this show.
You should expect just truth, honesty. Like I said, I've been kind of telling people it gives you a glimpse of what kind of Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott life could have been. It gives you a little insight.
And you're a lesbian in the show, aren't you?
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm a lesbian. I found someone that I connected with on a different level, and it happened to be a woman.
Ooh.
You know, I'm not going to put myself in a box. I'm not going to put a title
Jesus.
On it, you know.
Ooh.
We're in 2019, so I can't
Ooh.
I can't put, you know.
But
in my
that.
Mind, I think for my character, she is the person. So I don't think that she was seeking out to love a woman. It was just the person, the personality that she came across that she loved, and it's happened to be a woman, which I feel like maybe the bi community can kind of relate to that it was the soul and the spirit and the fire she had, as Olivia would say, that drew my character to, you know, the woman she's into. But I just want you guys to really see it. I've been really challenging myself, putting a lot of hard work, energy, and time. It's been a personal journey, not only as a character, but like I said, I'm turning 30, so it's a lot of stuff going on in my mind and in my life, and this is just, I'm trying to embody everything that this character would be and really make myself proud. Just off the last production we had, just the accomplished, the feeling that I had that once the final show and we kind of hung out, and just I felt so proud of myself. I really felt like I put in the time and work, and I did something that was amazing that I always remember, and I accomplished my goals, and I just felt so proud. So I'm excited to kind of get that feeling once this production. I'm not trying to rush it, but I'm ready to have that type of, I did it, it's done, it's written in the books, I did the best I could do. So I want you guys to see it. I don't want my hard work to be in vain. I want to see some people in the crowd. Family, friends, support.
Get your tickets. In my Diddy voice.
www.westernamerica.org. We got tickets on fireflies.brownpapertickets.com. The show. No.
Oh.
I'm sorry, y'all. The cocktail went down the wrong pipe. The show, Fireflies, by Donye R. Love, directed by Tyreek Daniels, starring Tanae Goff and Ryan Smith,
will run
August 14th through August 18th at Santa Cruz Theater here in Austin, Texas.
Yes, yes. Support this, Black Theater.
This episode, all the show notes will have all the opportunity to get the tickets. What's in America in this thing? La da dee da da da, la da dee da da da.
Hey,
fireflies. Hey. So, Edmondson, now that we got all
well,
that.
Technically,
good,
well, technically, you didn't do a check in. You kind of.
No, I said that was my check in.
Oh, okay.
I said that my check in was only about fireflies.
I can appreciate that. Oh, yeah. I was just making
because
sure.
Because literally is my check in.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Because
you
what's
have.
Going on in life.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine.
Is playing director, being a director, yeah. being a producer, doing like. I haven't done anything but like took a shower.
You're so
went
hands
to work,
on, yeah.
And he been a part of
direct.
Fire.
He does it all: fives. The props, the
yeah,
lighting,
he
the
he
you know,
the
help set. With the stage managing. I mean, it's very encouraging to see because when I feel like oh I'm tired, I've been at work all day, you know my long days. He kind of gives me the strength to persevere because it's like he's literally been on the same shit and he probably got a meeting after I go home.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
okay.
it is, like I said, just to have that personal and background knowledge of my director is just it's great. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better way to start this career of mine.
Ooh, career, yes,
okay.
Girl.
I'm putting it out there, okay? Broadway, I'm coming for you, baby. So, yeah. It's exciting. It's exciting. Yeah. I'm excited. Please come see us. We put a lot of time, like I said, a lot of time, effort, and energy.
Yeah.
And you won't be disappointed.
And it's a two-person show, guys. And when she's saying the time, is she literally and one other actor is doing the whole play. So she's putting in the time and everything. So come check us out. So Edmondson,
yeah.
Now that we're done with, you know, a double check-in about fireflies. What is popping? What is our topic for today? You know, it's hot boy, girl, summer. And, you know, you brought up some stuff about, you know, we all coming from different perspectives. Like, let the listeners know what we about to get into.
Okay, so I was watching Sway in the Morning with Wendy Williams. I don't know if y'all saw it. But Wendy Williams on Sway in the Morning. It was actually a very good interview. Auntie Wendy is, if y'all think she's lying or not, she's been very candid about shit. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Everybody, look, okay. Her business is not everybody's business. So if she out there, she's lying to y'all, that's her business. She don't want y'all to motherfucking know what's going on. That's fine. Because I might not want y'all motherfuckers to know what was going on with me. Okay? So anyway, she was talking about, I guess, you know, she's been entertaining men since her divorce. She had somebody over her at the crib. And she was talking about, well, I guess this is going to be part of her comedy show. Anyway, she was talking about comfortability in, not necessarily relationships, but comfortability when you're dealing with, when you're dealing with somebody else. So my whole thing is, you know, a man, a boyfriend, husband, whatever, you know. So it sparked me to think, okay, she was saying how she used to do certain things in her marriage that she's not going to do with her new situation or whatever. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
my thing was, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm single as hell. I'm in the waiting room. I'm in the waiting room waiting for my man, wherever he gonna come.
Coming.
Wherever he coming from. Mm-hmm. I give y'all, I ain't did my shout out to y'all fine niggas, but I'll give my shout out to y'all towards the end of the show.
Right.
But anyway.
Give him something to remember.
Right. But so I want to talk about comfortability relationships. Like, what are the things that you feel like, and this could be, it doesn't matter if you're straight or, you know, a relationship with your woman in a relationship with another woman, a man with a relationship with another man, mm-hmm. you're a polyamorous, you have a woman and a man, you got five men, you got five, ten, but it don't matter. Whatever you got, what are things that you feel that, or if, do you feel like there should be any type of discretion in the relationship as far as stuff that you know, do in front of them or you don't do in front of them? Yes. Or should they mystery remain in the relationship? Now, I've done my research, so I'll just give some examples. Like, let's say you're in a relationship and you with your partner or whatever, and y'all in the shower or whatever, and your partner just busts out and pee in the shower. Just pee. Just don't, they just start peeing.
Mm.
Do you, like, is that too much? Or do you feel like that's okay because y'all, you know,
that's interesting.
That's
question.
Your boo.
I'm sure that.
Yeah, yeah, that's your boo. Or, like, if you have, I've read, and now, this is just a story that I read. I read this, okay, I did my research. So if you have a man that, I don't know, he might have a sebaceous cyst on his booty hole and he pop it in front of you, like, is that too much? Like, do you let him do that in front of you? Like, or do that's something he should do in private? Right. So it's that's what I want to know. Because we have some Tanae's married.
Hold up. You now, it's a lot of examples.
He did his research.
It's a lot of examples to use.
It opened my mind.
Oh, the booty hole.
The cyst on the booty. I read.
I think he need to get that removed. He need to get that taken care of by a nurse.
No, because you can squeeze. You can squeeze the cyst by yourself.
On the booty hole.
Yeah, you can squeeze those. I would, but that's into the medical field.
But that's a private conversation.
You don't need a doctor to squeeze out a sebaceous cyst. You can squeeze it out yourself.
No.
Is that too much?
That's too much. I mean, because I feel like that's a little medical. I'm not saying that you can't do it at home. I mean, but I guess if you had a partner. Oh, that just sounds so layered. Tonight, please.
That's not too much for me. I'm sorry. I mean, that's not too much. For me.
But okay, so it, are you saying it from a medical?
Partially because I see it all day. So I'm kind of desensitized. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, we drain cysts. You know, that's everybody gets them, you know, ingrown hairs, infection. You know, it's just a lot of reasons why.
The children.
Yeah, I work in the surgery department.
With kids, right?
Yeah, they get it's kids is up to 18.
Oh, okay.
And they big as 300 pounds, yeah. 70, okay. You know, 17, okay. You know, so they okay. Grown yeah. Adults,
clarify, because I was like,
babies, you know, babies get cysts as well. It's common. So, of course, professionally, since I'm so used to her and I'm desensitized in a sense that, but I'm just different. And I think I've been with my husband a long, long time. So
with a long, long time.
We started dating when I was 14.
Oh,
and
my
we've
God.
Been married 2013. So a long for my life,
okay,
you know,
right.
That's a good
so
half of my life
so
at least.
Basically been with consistently with the same man
yes,
your whole life.
Basically. I would say 11th grade stretch, you know, we had consistently
well,
at least
yeah,
half of my life.
Yeah.
So I'm just that type of person in general. Besides the of course the professional career, but that's not too much. I would drain it.
Well, I just have to ask. So okay, so I guess I'll respond to that. We'll get to more into that because I was mm-hmm. like, okay. So I like the idea of just asking more before because
yeah.
My final answer is going to be, well, what wouldn't you do, right? But mm-hmm. we'll get to that last, you know, what wouldn't
right.
you do? Hell no. When it comes to me, medical doesn't work. I don't like blood. I don't like pus. I don't like none of that stuff. So yeah. I'm going to tell you to go get it. Now, you can show me the results of it healing. You know,
right.
I like
you could be
see.
A support.
Yeah, I'm
system.
A support.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, I believe, like you said, that happens. Stuff happens. Mm-hmm. Like, so any of that stuff, that's why, you know, make sure you got insurance. Make sure you take care. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
Because shit happens. You got mm-hmm. a big ass sister. You come to me. No, you better use your insurance and go down to the urgent care and have them drain it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not
right.
First of all, I'd be scared that I'm going to do something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up.
Well, I would probably recommend going just because of antibiotics and
yeah.
other stuff that I can't do. But I wouldn't be opposed to kind of relieving some of the pressure by kind of nicking it a little bit.
No. Emerson, so you sit there and you play Nurse Emerson.
I didn't say. I
oh, well,
bust
we asked
the cyst. I'm saying he bust the cyst in front of me. He just like, oh my God, look at this. And he just like, and he just bust it. Like, oh my God, I'm about to bust it. And he just,
So, well,
yeah,
how do you feel about
that's
that?
That's a lot.
Would
that's,
you help him bust it? Okay, so it's two things.
No.
Like you said, you wouldn't bust it.
No, I'm not going to help him bust it.
Are you going to clean it, like get some gauze and stuff? And
I might assist with the cleaning, but I don't know. That's a little bit too much. I would... That's a little bit too much. I don't know if I would want to be involved in you busting your sebaceous cysts on your booty hole. I don't know if I want to be a part of that.
First like, of all, why is it over the booty hole? It's not like to the left of the cheek. It's like right in the dot.
This, and I read this on Quora.com. Oh my, it was some off the shit on there. What? That's why I'm like, we got to talk about this.
Question. Now, I've been watching Facebook, and all of a sudden lately, since we're talking about busting stuff, well, not the that kind of bus.
We gonna talk about that too.
Okay. Like you know, like on Facebook with all these medical stuff. Have y'all noticed that? Like within the last 2 years, you see like all these like threads of like people busting their pimples, mm-hmm. people like all these medical things, like people having cysts getting bust and. They having hernias getting removed, and you can actually see the footage of them like removing the hernia. It's
people like that.
Like it's just really. I had to stop following people that was reposting that because at one point it was like my whole Facebook page was getting flooded of all these little doctor stuff and you know squeezing this and squeezing that, and I'm just not that. I'm not that dude. Like, I can't, like...
I'm that person. I'm sorry. This is why we have the show. Different people.
Okay,
Even, like I said, even outside of what I do for my profession, I mean, I'm that person. Like, I will want to, you know, I try to pop Jared Pimple. He's not into that because it leaves scars, but... I know.
Well, I mean, but I pop pimples. Should you pop pimples?
And I have a bad habit of my scabs. I kind of pick at my scab. You know, just I'm that like pokey, people, curious, yeah. Ooh, what's inside of that type yeah. of person. Mm-hmm. So I'm here for it. So, I don't know. I wouldn't watch it per se. But I think that actually helps because, in the medical field, it gives you type a reference mm-hmm. if it's done in that sense. You can for people that don't know or aren't familiar with what's happening, the procedure and stuff. That gives you an image or an advice or something to use to some knowledge. Mm-hmm. It gives you knowledge, so it could be useful in the professional world. I love. Being able to Google a surgery I haven't done and see a video, you know, so I can get some type of insight of what's actually happening. So I think it works for me.
Mm-hmm. So. I mean, but it works for, so you don't, it, well, you did just answer the question, I guess. Yeah. It works for if you did that on your husband.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't mind that. If he had a big pimple on his face that was filled with pus, you don't mind busting it?
Yes, I would love to.
Oh!
I'm like, ooh, let me bust that.
Girl, I'm trying to keep my drink now. Just thinking about it. I would be like, get that thing away from me.
Okay, so we talked about medical stuff because mm-hmm. it's a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's get into these things.
So we already said, if you were showering with your partner and they just bust out and start peeing in the shower, yay or nay?
My thing is, I mean, if not a nay, period, because I'm not really, I don't like golden showers, right? Don't pee on me. A shower, if you pee in the shower, I've done it, right? But I think the whole point for me is like, what's the purpose? Like, I mean, so if they had to do it, then it would be like, oh my God, don't pee here. But the fact, if you have the option not to pee in the shower, you can just like step out and go pee in the toilet. I think I prefer that. But, you know, I'm not saying that I'm just like, I'll be all acting crazy about it. Because, you know, actually, that actually happened to me. Like, I was in a shower taking a shower with an ex. And they caught us up trying to, like, start this golden shower shit. And I had to, like, end it real quick.
That's a little different.
That's different
if they trying to, like... But it's one thing if you just bust out and start peeing. And you just, like... You're just letting it go. Oh, okay. But if you keep that to yourself.
Well, I felt like because we were in the shower together, I feel like they just really wanted to pee. But did they try to involve me in it? Because they wanted to pee in the shower. And I was like,
yeah.
I don't get it to the golden shower. I'm not against it. If y'all like golden showers, I just, you know, it's warm. It's urine. It just doesn't do anything for my libido. Like, if it gets y'all dicks and coochies, you know, throbbing, by all means, let it pee, let it rain. Mm-hmm. But for me, it doesn't do it. But tonight, well, I mean,
I think like Emma says, if like if you're like. I'm putting all my business out in the street.
You can speak generally.
Right. And generally, put your business in the street, girl.
I mean, if, of course, like I said, I've been with my husband a long time, so that incident has happened. But I think it's when he's aiming, you know, he's in front of me, mm-hmm. aiming, you know, it's going instantly down the drain. I'm okay with that. That's cool. There's been incident where you kind of aim from the tub to the toilet, depending on how close the toilet is.
He did what?
What?
How did he make that happen?
What? When you really gotta pee, that stream is you. Your
it's
stream
like a,
ain't never
it's
long.
Like a well, rainbow
our,
stream.
Well, our toilet is. I actually made a comment. It's kind of close to the tub, so okay. It's not like super. You know, it's doable.
Mine is right
it's
there.
It's doable. It's right not there. Like he had to go across the room. So. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, okay, turn back and rinse it off and, you know.
Go back.
Yeah. So I'm fine. I'm okay with it. Sometimes, I mean, you hopefully you do it and it's not noticeable. You know, kind of like in the pool, you just let it go and just it is what it is. You know, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in the shower, water, you know, it's, if you don't make it obvious, just do what you got to do, then whatever. It is what it is. But if you're making it obvious, I would want you to kind of make sure it goes down the drain. I don't want that on my toes.
Oh, so you're not into go to showers?
No. No.
So you've never just wanted to explore it?
No, I've never been interested. I never say never. I don't see it being, like you said, I don't see it doing anything for me. My libido is not going to.
So
you know,
lay in the tub and he just whip it out and just start peeing on you. I saw a video like that
yesterday. No.
Okay, let me get y'all. Okay, another story I read in my research to get it off of you, girl. But okay, so I read a story. What if your man pee in the bed next to you?
In the bed?
Y'all was in the bed together. He peed in the bed.
What if it's a medical condition?
No, it wasn't medical.
What, he was drunk?
What could it be?
He had one of them potty dreams.
It was a potty dream. Mm-hmm. It's a weird story, though. He had I don't want to say a wet dream, but he had a dream that this was a man. He said he had a dream that he was in, I guess, with Steve Carell from 40-Year-Old Virgin. He was with him, and that Steve Carell was in a hospital bed, and he had, he was tied up. And he said that he was hungry for urine. So he was just peeing all over him because he was hungry for it. And I guess because he was in the dream just peeing all over Steve Carell, he ended up peeing in the bed. Mm. And he peed next to his partner. And mm-hmm. I guess he told his partner that. And his partner was kind of like, what the fuck? Like, what was that even about? But he said he stressed. He was like, I'm not attracted to Steve Carell. He just, I had a dream that he wanted, I guess people wanted a golden shower and I peed all over him.
He talked to his therapist about that dream.
Yeah.
What that means.
So, is that too comfortable? Like, would you just like, okay, yeah, that
I don't know. I wouldn't. I mean, I don't think it's okay in a sense where you would encourage or I think I would just be understanding as long as they're, I mean, that's embarrassing as an adult to pee in your bed. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't try to make them, make my spouse feel kind of worse than they probably already do. I mean, like I said, it's embarrassing. But as long as they're willing to change the sheets and, you know, do whatever they got to do to fix the problem, it's okay with me. You know, let's move forward. I mean, if it's a repeated type of thing, well, maybe let's get you checked out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But a mistake, an accident, like I said, a potty dream. I mean, we're human. I wouldn't try to make them feel worse. Like I said, that's embarrassing just in general. So,
I feel the same way. I think I'd be that. So this is where my treat come in. Like that kind of shit, like dreams and like sexual escapades in a dream, and you peed on yourself, and you think you like peeing on
Steve Carell. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he's
so
talking therapist.
It actually sounds kind of not hot in a sense. Like, so maybe that's what pee might come in for me. Like, oh, that's kind of hot because just the idea. Now, I agree with her 100%. Like, okay, I'd be like, well, child, you need to clean them sheets, clean the bed, make sure you get it clean, and use Bounty, you know, or Gain dry sheets, put the bed back together, you know, clean your, you know, so I when it comes to like that kind of stuff, and again, if it was an ongoing problem, right?
Right.
Then that, so I feel like that's when I'm more involved, when it's not, it's like I have to be the one to like pop and be involved, like I had to like do something. But as far as being supportive of trying to help someone that's going through something, because I feel like that could be, that's the isolated situation with the Steve Carell thing. But it could be anything if it was ongoing. I support it. Now, if they were always peeing in the bed, then I don't know. Like, eventually we might have to get in a separate bed.
Well, that's different. We're
talking about some diapers.
that's a totally different situation.
Well, but I'm just saying, but like the sex, yeah. But comfortability, right? Like, they feel like, well, I would want my partner, I would rather for my partner to be able to talk to me about that.
Right.
And, like, not feel ashamed. I would be like, well, bitch, I peed in the bed last night. I'd be like, oh, you nasty. But what, why?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I was peeing on Steve Carell. Really? I watched the episode of The Office last week. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, well, did you watch the sheets, your little nasty ass?
Right.
Well, yeah, I did. Well, we good. I mean, what's, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like that comfortability when it's sexually involved or that kind of stuff, I'd rather be a part of it than not a part of it. Because it's like, because then it could fester to all this other stuff going on without me, right? Because that could be the next dream, the next dream, and then they sleep in the other room because they don't want to let you know they're peeing in the bed and all that.
Right.
But yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm okay with that.
Okay. What about, I want to get cliche. This is an easy one.
What?
Farting.
Don't fart in front of me. I just don't like it. I just feel like, especially, I think when it comes to, like, man, and people just so comfortable. I mean, everybody fart. I was told that I fart in my sleep. But I claim
it's
I don't fart.
So
but I claim I don't fart. I don't think I've ever farted in my life. But
Wow.
I don't fart.
What, do you poop? Is that what it is?
No, it just air doesn't come out of that way.
Okay.
I don't go through that. I don't have that problem. But okay. I'm gonna say my piece. If we're in a relationship, who gives a fuck about you? Well, please just go in the other room. Like, I don't want to smell it. But of course, I ain't gonna judge you. But I mean, if we're dating, like, a fart can be the end of us talking again. It's disgusting.
Okay, so Mary,
I feel like I'm kind of embodying Wendy in this topic. Like, as if I was dating someone, I couldn't see myself, but
right, like
I'm too comfortable.
Save your fart to after the date.
I think I'm at the spectrum of too comfortable. And I actually been told that I'm too comfortable with my husband. I really, my boundary lines are kind of blurred in my sense. He's very respect, but you know, he'll leave the room, you know, or you know, he.
So you fart in front of your man tonight.
I do. I'm sorry.
So it'd be like a loud fart. Like
I will warn. First of all, it depends on the. If you
need to get up and get out.
I do most of the time, but if I'm like, oh, I'm about to fart, it's coming. I'll say, excuse me. You know, I try to be as polite and respectful as. Of I can, but I do. I do.
She said, I do.
He be looking at me like that, you know, so.
Today it be a steak fart?
Sometimes. Like I said, I'm on the spectrum. I'm glad y'all got me on this show because I'm very.
Okay.
You know, relaxed. I'm very comfortable.
So
very,
you know
very,
that
very comfortable.
That phase. And you still comfortable in doing it? What, like, we ain't got to get all. I know
like
you're
I said,
in
some...
active marriage, right? So we're trying to get into no things that. Well, but what does that look like, though? Right? Because
I think if he made me feel bad or self conscious in a sense, more, you know, not encouraging him to do that, but I think he kind of just. Wave it all. You know, I think he doesn't make me feel uncomfortable even when I do stuff like that. So I guess I'm guilty of taking advantage of that in a sense. Like you said, if I can warn you, then maybe I could take a sec to get up.
This is hot. This is interesting.
Yeah, you know, in a sense, but I think that, like I said, I'm me being so comfortable, and I guess him accepting my comfortableness kind of leads to maybe extra stuff that, you know, I use the restroom with the door open.
Why?
That's a new topic. That's another subject.
That's next.
Okay, so
because sometimes I'm talking and I'm about to pee and I'm like, we talking.
Okay, wait. Because Wendy said that she had a bidet and she has a bidet in her house that she's selling. She made for stress, and then they had a toilet. So Big Kev would be on the toilet, and she said if she had to use the bathroom, she would go to the bidet. And she said they'd just both be sitting there, like, you know, with they, you know, like holding
trousers
knees,
down, yeah.
like scrouched down, having a full conversation while they both handling their business. But she feels like, you know, she was like, well, he's seen a baby come out of me, so.
Yeah, it's like, how more personal can you get? I would be for that. My husband's not. He's very, he likes his, you know, that's his personal time, in a sense where, you know, he doesn't want to be having to be feel awkward or uncomfortable when he's on in the restroom. For me, that would be me all day. Like, but yeah, my spouse doesn't kind of go with that. But yeah, we're comfortable enough. I will bust in the bath, especially, you know what I mean? Hey, I need to get my hair, my brush out the bath. I ain't got time. Like, I'm coming in. Just don't be wiping. Okay, that's all I ask.
So you wouldn't wipe him?
No, not if unless he is elderly. Him, right, right. Okay. No.
Okay.
No. I would look if he'd be like, babe, look at this. Look up.
Oh, would you do
that?
Oh,
I would. Like,
so you do that? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
like,
if
what
y'all
is
have
that?
Something weird come at your body, y'all show each other.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so. I'm very. Like I said, I guess I'm the opposite end of the spectrum. Tyreek is
no, you're not. No,
no. Well, as far as you know, compared. So yes, I would body fluids.
So if something came, if he did number two and something weird came out, and he like, oh my god, look at this, and he showed you the tissue, you wouldn't have a problem with it.
I would not.
Okay.
I may put some gloves on.
Put it
and
in a plastic bag and
let's go.
Send it to. Let's go to the. The laboratory, Quest Diagnostics Laboratory, and let them do a test run. I don't need to see it.
Well, you wouldn't want to see it. I mean,
no!
You can't do anything, but you,
no.
I guess
can't.
I'm just a curiosity in me. I'm just like, well, what? Like,
my
yeah.
stomach only could take so much.
Okay.
But I get it, though. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, I've been in long-term relationships, and all of those boundaries have been crossed very seldomly with me because I'm the total opposite, right, of those kind of stuff. But I've been experienced the medical. It's just weird. I guess it's really just subjective, right, to what it is. But personally, what I would like is I just felt I kind of, I guess I would agree with Jared. I mean, oh, your husband in the sense.
They know.
The one thing that every relationship I've been in is the bathroom thing, and I like to get dressed by myself. That's my personal time. The bathroom. And I've had issues with that because I was like, well, why can't I be in the bathroom? When I'm getting dressed, that is my personal time.
Yeah.
I need you to fall back. This is because what I've noticed in that situation is throughout the years is they want to be a part of that. They want to take that and make that into a relationship thing.
Right, a moment for y'all.
A moment for y'all. Yeah. And that's my thing. I cut on music. I get in the shower. I make
lotion,
me a cocktail.
Yeah.
I be in the music playing. I'm getting dressed. You know, I'm just doing my thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like my thing.
Yeah.
And so if we have multiple bathrooms, you need to get dressed in another bathroom.
Yeah.
This is my moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been that way, and it has been conversations between me, like almost every partner I've had, because they feel like that I'm, you know, what's the big deal?
Right, what's the big deal?
Yeah, I'm just like, the big deal is it's my moment.
That's true. I was like that at first. Like I said, I'm so open. I'm the type of person to get dressed. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, a body is a body to me in a sense. So everything that comes with that, I'm very open and comfortable with, and I had to, you know, really check myself and realize that everyone is not like that, and especially my husband. And so being in a marriage when you're kind of both the opposite ends, you have to respect that. And I, you know, I understood that. Like, this is his time. He's always, you know, he's a dad. He's, you know, working. And sometimes he just want to woosah in peace, maybe stroll the internet while he, you know, I'm in the bathroom. Or, like you said, take a moment.
Watch porn.
Well, I said the N. Oh, well.
I mean, you said
stroll. Well, I hope not. But, I mean, whatever he does in his personal time is his business, is what I'm saying at the end of the day.
You said stroll the internet. Oh,
well, hey, whatever. As long as he come to me.
Pornhub.
But whatever that may be, I have to respect that and give him, you know, to woosah, unwind. Like you said, take some music to, you know, get the day off of him sometimes and just think. Or just recollect, or just woosah, or, you know, before he comes to have to deal with being the husband and the father, you know what I'm saying? So I had to realize to respect that, but yeah.
So what's another one, Emma, thing?
Keep well, mm-hmm. Y'all talked about porn, so.
Oh, would you watch porn with your man?
I would.
Have what? You?
We have, we like different porn, so it's kind of.
Ooh, ooh.
So
hey,
is that different? No, no, Sam. It's no tell, but we're different in that sense. Oh, me being with him so long, I'm affectionate. Like, just being, like I said, I pop pimples and bust cysts. So I'm real affectionate and a hands-on person. So porn, I mean, it has its advantages, but it really doesn't, you know what I'm saying? It's not my thing, per se. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a man, I'm not saying a man, but porn is prevalent in males' lives. I'm more of a, you know, central skit plot, like romance type of porn. And a lot of guys ain't into that type of porn. They want other, you know, fantasy porn. Mm-hmm. And the stuff I'm into that will arouse me in a sense is more romantic. And so that's kind of where we disconnect. It's not like it's like a romance versus fantasy.
But what's romance porn, I guess? Like, you know, what would that look like?
It was not group porn. It's like one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? Like, one-on-one. You know, like I said, a scene, like maybe candles, setting a mood. It's like a skit.
I never seen that porn before.
That's because you don't like it.
I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
I mean, it's out there. If I do. Mm-hmm. It would be like, you know, like I said, a romance where they set in the mood, it's a skit, it's a plot, maybe he's a mailman, you know, whatever.
Not a mailman.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm saying, you know, right, it's like, you know, and they kiss, week. You know, it's like maybe kissing and touching.
There is no foreplay like porn out. Like, that's like a thing.
Yeah,
like,
it's
no
like straight to the point, and I'm not. That doesn't do anything for me. Straight to the point, so.
But what if he... Okay, it's not even yesterday y'all watching together. My thing is because I've seen... This is not funny. I don't know why I just laugh, but I've seen guys... This was actually on Marriage Bootcamp, where I guess one of the guys, the wife wasn't giving none up, but he got pissed. He like, well, you know, I'm going to fucking cheat on you. And he took his laptop and went to the bathroom. So my thing is, what if you got a type of dude like, bitch, I'm not bitch, but like, I'm not about to go in the motherfucking bathroom. I'm horny and I'm about to whip it out right now. I'm going to jack out in front of you. And if you ain't going to give me, now I'm just going to jack it off
right
now.
That's crossing the line for me.
That's crossing the line.
Nah, I done finally set a boundary.
That's a boundary. You can do that by yourself, but don't bring that over here, Apollo.
Because I feel like that's it. I mean, if she says no to kind of blatantly, like, well, I'm going to get it without you, it's kind of like a slap in her face, you know what I'm saying? In a sense, disrespectful to me. But if I'm present in the moment and I tell you no or whatever, and you know what I'm saying? I just feel like you should wait. Patience. Mm-hmm. Or, like I said, just disrespectful. Or, you know, maybe see what you can do to get her in the mood. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I think it's different alternatives to just, oh, I'm about to whip it out and get my satisfaction with or without you. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, because I thought that, because a lot of guys, like, even on Sex and the City, like, mm-hmm. you know, Troy, when Charlotte Van was jacking off, she found him in the bathroom. You know, he was in the bathroom. He wasn't next to her. They had been sleeping. She just got up and he was just, you know, going at it in the bathroom. Yeah. So, It's like a respect thing. Like, I'm not going to sit and jack off in front right. of somebody else.
But I think you do need to make sure you check in with your spouse to see if you can get the real thing before you. I think in that episode, he kind of was neglecting her.
Well, yeah. Well, he
in
was,
a sense. She you know was, what I'm saying? If she say no, then okay, go ahead and handle your business. You know, when she fall asleep or in the shower the next morning, I don't care. But just to go blatantly do it without even knowing if she in the mood, I think that's disrespectful too. Because it's like, why get the instant? You know what I'm saying? You're in a partnership, so when you make love, it's an exchange. So you're only trying. You're out for self if you kind of just go masturbate without checking in to see if
that's
I want
good.
You.
I had never thought about that.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I think that's selfish because you know, like I say, it's an exchange. So if you go masturbate without seeing if I, you know, if I'm willing, if I'm down. Then it's like, well, F me and my needs.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to get it on my own. And that should not be your
intake. But that's how the guy did it, though. Even on Marriage Boot Camp, he was like, you know, I'm going to fucking cheat on you. And you're like, you lucky. He took his laptop and he got up and he went in the bathroom. And I'm like...
Well, I mean, because he was using it as a weapon.
Yeah, he was.
But, you know, one thing I will say, and you really, I felt like, really cracked the... You opened up my eyes with that because, you know, I've been in situations and relationships where we were in a bad point and we wasn't having sex, right? So it was like that. I'm assuming you're probably jacking off because I'm probably I am. And, you know, but I feel like in one of the situations or maybe multiple situations, we missed the mark of, and I'm more open now of, like, masturbation with your partner, right? Because we know... I don't know as so much in the heterosexual world, but we know, like, in being, like, queer, like, a lot of reasons, a lot of things that come up why you're not having sex, right? A lot of things, right? So I feel like we should be really open more to masturbation. Like, I feel like people don't, and I can admit that back in the day, I was one of the ones that kind of had this stigma on, like, allowing your partner to masturbate with or without you. And I feel like if we were a little bit more open about that, that's a part of a sexual experience that we're not allowing to be kind of in the bedroom. Like, you could be a part of that, right? It don't have to be this. And it can be separate. I feel like I'm not saying that you got to take away somebody's personal time with it because, you know, people like that, right? You know, but at the same time, what I know that I was doing is that I did never allow that to be a part of the relationship.
Okay.
And I feel like then you're limiting already, right?
Mm-hmm.
That and again, it don't always have to be a part, but it's nice for that to be an option. Like, if y'all both tired, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should be, that intimacy should still be there. And I feel like a lot of times we don't allow, like, masturbation to be a part of relationship. We only leave it to porn.
Mm-hmm.
We only leave it to, like, the outside world, right?
Right.
It's this thing on the outskirts. When you can bring it.
But okay. In. But let me ask you this though, because so would you not say that? Because you know we always talk about a jack session.
Mm-hmm.
That's masturbation.
A jack session. Yeah, that is masturbation.
So, but you. Okay, let me not say too much. But
what you can say it all. I don't.
I would just say, but you've been open to those.
But in relationships.
Just period. I
so I mean, so just what well, I mean, because it's always of course a healthy and you know alternative, right? Like, hey, we ain't gotta worry about shit. You know, I don't gotta worry.
So
about
in relationships, it was not necessarily the thing for you.
Well, I feel like it becomes different. Like, it's not really called a jack session when you're in. You know what I'm saying? That's the point that I'm making.
Okay.
Right? That. In relationships, we kind of take that out. It becomes this outside world. So, yes, jack sessions is acceptable when you're not in a relationship, when you're just having a jack session with somebody that you ain't with, you know, or you have a jack session by yourself or a group jack session, you know, or it's like this outside entity. Well, I feel like if we brought it more in to your relationship, because I don't think I've ever referred to it or heard it referred to a jack section.
Well, no, I wouldn't have called it that. I mean, my thing...
But it is, though. That's the point that I'm making. So that's the point that I'm trying to make, that we kind of... We don't bring it on home.
Mm-hmm.
Where it can be a part of the entity. It could be a part of your relationship.
It's been a part of mine. We would finish like that. Like, We would fit. It was like.
Well, sometimes you could always. But fit, that's different. But, that's a part of it.
I think it's
it.
The same thing.
Because well, if you're finishing.
But I feel like if y'all are both next to each other and y'all both. Well, I guess it's a little different.
So are you touching the other person or are you touching
that's
yourself?
That's a good question. You might not. You might be touching. Y'all might just be touching yourself, but y'all might. Well, y'all might be kissing.
Okay.
But I know what you mean. That is a part. But to me.
But that's a part. If y'all already done the dude, that's how you end it sometimes well, where. You know, because I'm a good baby. I'm tired.
Well, but this. I guess to me, I've never separated it. Like, my thing is, I just do it. Like, oh, okay, because, you know, I might not feel like.
So have you ever started, that's what I said, like, have you ever allowed that to be an option, a viable option?
No, because I do other things. I go super hair realness. So, but my thing is, but I might not do nothing else, though. I mean, I might. But so to me, it's not necessarily a jack session though. It's just, you know, I guess for me, I'm like if I guess, you know, the servicing porns, I'm that girl.
So you put on the apron.
I don't necessarily do all that, but I'm just saying I'm they say the porns where somebody's being such and such as being serviced. I'm the servicer girl. That's me. I do that sometimes if I like look, I don't even feel like I just do this. You know what I'm saying? And it might just end with that, but then I'm super hair realness at the same time. So I guess I can't.
And sometimes you don't even want that though, right? I feel like, but that's good, right? That puts the super, you
it
know.
Opens up options. It gives you different, especially layers. Me being, you know, I'm, like I said, I've been with my husband a long time from young and I'm thinking about forever. So when you think about you being with somebody forever as far as sexual, you want to have those options. You want to be able to explore and do different things. Like you said, maybe you touching yourself, them touching you. You know what I'm saying? So you,
Tanae,
I'm just
TMI.
Saying you, not TM, not personally, I'm just saying.
Well, I had to play my brother card.
Well, of course. But
I'm covering my ears, y'all.
No, I'm just saying you want to be able to not limit yourself because, tell like I said, you're in this forever. So you don't want it to get boring or bland routine. So you always want to kind of be, you know, conscious, I guess, in the sense of
intentional,
yes, and what you're doing as far as that type of stuff. You want to be inclusive to your partner. You don't want to feel like you're or they're having an outside type of situation without you. Like,
okay. Devil's advocate, but not devil's advocate. Is that okay that they have when you with somebody this long and.
I think it's okay. Like you said, people be tired.
So that was is it okay to have an outside?
In a sense, when it's not.
Right, like when it's just like you don't care, you like, right. Please go over there, right?
Okay. I think it's a balance. Everything is a balance and moderation and. Like I said, just being aware, okay, maybe I've been kind of isolating myself in this particular situation for the last few days and let me include her and show her some attention. You know what I'm saying? Just being conscious and aware and intentional that maybe it's just something quick in one day, but the next day you're going to make it session or full production. You know what I'm saying? That's just the foreplay.
That's going to be me all day long because I might not necessarily feel like going to full time. Look, I'm just going to look again. I'm a servicing girl. I'm just going to service you today and I will jacket you all night. I will sit and jacket because I don't feel like doing that. I'm not throwing shit back. I don't even feel like putting it in my mouth. I'm just going to do this and I'll do whatever. I'll play with your nipples. I'll do all that. I will service you in that way. I don't necessarily want to be a part today. But if you want to use me in that way, I got you.
I
but I don't
want
to be a part of that way. Today.
That's that compromise and that balance.
I'm in the mood.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, instead of them being by themselves and taking care of their needs, you're like, okay, I'm still a part of it, but I don't necessarily have to
get mine off.
Yeah,
It
doesn't
have to
be, you know.
Yeah.
So question.
Inconvenient for me.
So what's the, like, if you're Ebbison, I'll ask for y'all. So if you're doing, you know, giving fellatio and all that, and you jump up and like go brush your teeth,
brush your teeth?
Yeah, after you gave, mouth.
That's an insult. to
is it an insult?
I don't know. To me,
well, right. You, this is a different perspective because I was gonna go there, but we need to tell me.
Okay,
we have to do a part two.
Okay, because I'm like, you got to tell me.
Last question, so okay.
You gonna have to
so
tell
me. So we're all individual. We'll start with the married one. Okay, so
that would be an insult if my husband got up and did something to wash away or. You know, immediately, I guess, you know, brushing your teeth and washing up, you know, but as soon as you're done, you're like, you know, brushing your teeth. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Well, what was going on? Is if, you know, I'm kind of like, now I'm kind of curious. What was it? You know, you smell something, you know, because women, you have to be kind of conscious of that. It's like, okay, especially somebody that's been with you for so long and kind of know your body, your odor and whatever. And for them to have that reaction, that would trick, like, well, wait a minute. Like, what's going on? You know, right. Communicate. Okay. Or, you know, at least tell me something that would make sense. Mm-hmm. I think that's the insult, to be that your first thing to do after, to me.
I've been in both situations where I, like, lingered in it. And I've been in situations, in relationships. It just depends, like, the time of day, if I need to get a shower, because it's, like, the lube went everywhere, stuff like that, and, right. You know. Yeah. So, but, I've been real rude and got in the shower, like, while they still was, like, laying there and brush my teeth and say, please get right. it together.
But that's so but you're sending them a message. That's a sign.
No, it's not a message. It's not a message. No, it was nothing about them. It's just how I felt at the time. Like, I wanted to, like, because I'm kind of funny when it comes to, like,
odor and stuff.
Not odor. Oh, my God. Not
when
odor.
When I say not odor, because, you know.
Not odor. I'm more
in the sense
of
old, like, negative odor, but just a person's natural body.
Not even that. I'm more, like, stuff. Like, you know, secretions and nut. And all. I'm not a. It just depends. Like, I can get there if it's meant to be there, but my natural reaction is like, oh, my God, I got to get this off me. You know, like, oh, my God, it's on my leg. Oh, my God. Mm. You know, so I'm just like that.
So you're not being offensive. It's just your personal. Like, it makes you kind of cringe a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Unless I really like you, then I can lay in it all day. I can roll over.
So hopefully you're marrying the person that you really like, that you don't have to jump up and wash out.
I can put in my Harris lotion.
Exactly.
I can start, you know.
I want you to, like, smell your
lip all day. My ashy knees. I can rub it in my ashy knees. Mm-hmm. The sweat could be dripping down my back. I can, like, take my finger and lick it and taste it. So... You know, it can get nasty.
See? So, that's what I'm saying. So,
Evanston, what about you, girl?
I watched, shout out to This Service with Angela Yee. But I don't know who taught me this. But it's not an offensive thing. It's just, for me, I feel like it's just a courtesy. If it comes to liquids and stuff like that, or bodily fluids and stuff like that, like, if it's the situation where I was the servicing girl and it got all over him, I get up and I'll get a rag and I'll get, you know, I might even clean him up and just, you know.
I had to require it.
Oh, okay. Well, I automatically always do that. Like, you know, and they talked about that at Breakfast Club one time, the one with Trina on there recently. And Gigi was like, you know, girl, you get up and get the rag. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not the only one to do that. Like, I just normally... do, and then I will, you know, gargle, and it's not an offensive thing, though. It's not to be offensive.
It maybe want to be a little bit more intimate later, like, and afterwards, and it's like, well, like, child, do you know what my mouth was? I mean, I didn't think about, you know, I mean, you can lick my face.
It's
not a necessity.
It's not a...
Right.
It's not a necessity. I won't just say, oh my God, I like it. You know, but if I'm doing something and I know, like, okay, you got a whole bunch of stuff. You got a situation going on you.
Yeah, if it's too much.
If it's too much, then it is what it is.
Well, see, I get up.
Be courteous. Right. Maybe you're not gargling for 15 minutes and I hear you. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You kind of spit, you know, wash it out. Yeah. Spit, yeah. Get the, you know.
Well, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially just if you're eating booty.
Courteous. You know, kind of, I don't want to hear the water running. 15, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, for a long period of time, maybe if you're just wiping your face or wiping it up, you know what I'm saying? Just be, I don't want to, I don't, like I'm saying, I don't want to feel self-conscious. And I think that would kind of lead to that in a sense if you're not, you know what
but
I'm saying?
Some guys.
Or you like, or it could be you just, like you said,
but some guys are very hygienic,
for later.
Though.
Some people,
because
hygienic.
I've had guys who are very hygienic. Like, mm-hmm. I've talked to guys afterwards, and I'd be like, not necessarily because I was offended, but they'll just, you know, we'll have a conversation afterwards. And they'll say, you know, this and that and everything, and it was nothing bad. Yeah. But they, you know, but I know they're right. clean. I'm like, yeah. I already know.
Yeah.
Before I even went in, I know they're a hygienic mm-hmm. person. Like, he's very hygienic, so he just got up and got in the shower, but it's not, he just wants to be clean. And then he'll come, they might come back, like, remember on Sex and the City where Brandon fucked that one guy, he was supposed to be a Christian or whatever, and she's like, well, he always gets in the shower afterwards, but he got in the shower and came back. Like, mm-hmm. if he get in the shower and come back and he just chill with you and lay with you, he just went
no,
to
that's, but that's right. the best.
Yeah.
That's a bomb ass sex sometimes.
Yeah.
And you get in the shower and you gargle and you get back in the bed, like, you almost like
you
from round two,
yeah,
right?
It's
almost a round two. So mm-hmm. it just really depends. I don't want to, it could go. I see what you're saying, and it can go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in a situation where you didn't know. Like, I really just wanted to go to sleep and let it just dry up and just be real ratchet and be done. But then you're like, ooh, is that too much? You know what I'm saying? Cause, so it's
or you got somewhere to be in the morning, so you just like, let me take my shower
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
so
you know, it just really, or it just the girl's
yeah,
sheets
no,
is wet.
It
varies. So this is hot. So, yeah, so this has been a good episode. So
we're going to need a part two because I ain't going to ask all the questions.
I'm down.
And I need to know from a married woman's perspective some of this stuff.
Yes, I'll give you.
I ain't
going to
give her a preview, but we're going to do it again.
Okay. I'm ready. I have fun. I enjoy myself.
Yes.
A little break from Firefly. So that's going to be my life for the next week. And so this is a nice little break.
Fireflies. Well, Tanae, thank you for coming on the show. What works for us?
Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course.
You'll be back because we gotta have you.
Behind the mic. I've been here a few times looking at the other guests.
Yes.
Waiting on my turn patiently.
Yeah, you here, girl.
Yes.
So if people want to get in contact with you, follow your new journey with theater, or just watch your journey as a mother, wife, and actress, what's your handles?
Well, my social media, Instagram, I'm Tanae Y. On Facebook, I'm Tanae Young Goff, my married name. Also, you can email me at TanaeGoff@whatsinthemirror.org. You can email me at TanaeYoung@gmail.com. So just check me out. Like I said, this is a new journey. So you can kind of see behind the scenes stuff a little bit more. I'm going to post a little bit more about my personal life. So, yeah, check me out.
Check her out. It's Emerson. You want me to go? Do you want to go? How you want to do this, girl? You know what? I ain't go because I'm already got the mic, and the mic is telling me to do it like this. So if you know what I'm saying, you want to hit up Mr. Dale Dales, I am MISTERTALES.com. I just exploded all over the mic. I'm talking about.
You want to take a shower?
No, I like to lay in it and stay. You know, I'm going to go to the club with it.
That's where that funky smell be coming from.
First of all, but you can find me, Mr. Telltales, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. I'm here, y'all. Fireflies opens this week on Wednesday, August 14th through the 18th. Check us out.
Okay,
so
I received that.
You can find me. First of all, that was not me to all my fine niggas. That was not me.
That was me.
That
was Mr. Tiff.
That was definitely not me.
It was not. You could just
no.
I mean,
okay, right. No, this is y'all. This is me. Okay, just for y'all know. Okay, so. You can find me on the Elco, T-H-E-E-L-E-C-O-D-E, on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter. And my blog is T-H-E-E-L-E-C-O-D-E.com. So everything's the Elco. And all y'all fine niggas out there, I will gladly, after I finish, clean y'all up, okay? And I will not find offense if y'all get in the shower and come back to me after y'all get in the bed. But that's all after. We ain't even got to go out there first, yeah, because we
got
to get.
We got a part two coming, so.
Well, we got a part two. And also, you know, I'm still offering off hugs to all y'all single, fine-ass niggas for the summer. I will get. Oh, no, hugs. I will be a professional cuddler for y'all. We can just cuddle, hug, whatever. If you single, if you need some love, you know, because, we need to get more love.
Well, why limit yourself to hugs?
You single, they single. How about you give service?
No, you single, they single.
We have to start off somewhere.
Smell test.
No, we got to start off. Let me start off the way I need to start off, okay? A hug.
You got
a
big, you right.
Yeah, sometimes.
Girl, let me start off with a hug first, and then we'll just see if anything goes up from there. But I still will offer y'all hugs. All y'all find a nigga. And y'all send me y'all mixtape covers, y'all album covers. We are still looking for jingles for Mr. Telltale. So if y'all got a track that y'all know, but send me the picture. But then the track that comes along with it, just let us know, because we might change the music up on our intro. You know what I'm saying? If y'all got some music out there, y'all find that because please send it to it and hit us up. And that's it for me.
And we out. What works for us? Ow.
Bye. Thanks for coming tonight.
You guys this weekend.
Ooh, yes,
fire,
come on.
Fire, 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 fire,
come on.
Fire, fire, fire.